many of you give me 12 minutes? Okay. 12 minutes. Rufus, you'll give me 12 minutes. Rufus would give me 2 hours. He's getting an easy deal here. He's used to going 4 or 5 hour services. I can't do that, though. I love you. Listen, one of the reasons I do why I do what I do is because I know what it's like to be fatherless. You know, my dad was out of my life at 11. He really wasn't in much of my life before that. And I searched my life for a lot of years. My mom gone when I was 17, dead when I was 13, no relationship, never hugged me. And I never could find someone to fill that void. And one day God, he told me, I went to his word. And God's word, the entrance of his word into your heart will bring life. So that's why it's so important for you to hear this morning. And I just want to share these verses of scripture that changed my life. And Rufus, I want you to stay right up here and just stay right with me because I'm not going to be long. Job 29:12 says, because I deliver the poor who cried for help and the fatherless who had none to help him. That's what God does. Psalm 27:10 says, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Isn't that beautiful? Psalm 68:5 says, this is the one that changed my life. A father of the fatherless. A protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18. I'm reading these scriptures out of the English Standard Version. He said, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. And I learned when God said he'll be your father, it was years before I realized the favor that was on my life wasn't because I'm anything special. It's because of who my father is. And see, when the boys get up and talk about generational blessing, they're not only receiving generational blessing from my decisions and choices, but because of who my father is. Because he took me in when I had no one. He helped me, and he'll help you too. And I just want to read this scripture, and all I want is just a couple minutes. In Joshua 24:14-15, therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods which your fathers served or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua, he gives us some ideas and some thoughts here. And if any of you dads want my notes, just get a hold of me. All you need to do is email me. You can get it off the website. I'll email them to you. We can learn some things off of Joshua's life to cause us to be what our theme is today, a superhero dad. Number one is to honor God. My brothers and my sisters, for everyone here, the key to your life, to having what you have really called and asked God for, is to honor him. He says in verse 14, fear the Lord, serve him with sincerity and truth. When you and I honor God and we put him first in our lives. And when he talks about fearing God, it doesn't mean that he wants to terrorize you. It means to show him a reverence and a respect. It means to stand in great awe. It means to know that you can't do nothing in your strength. You need God. Honor him. Show him. Trust him with all of your life. Instead of you saying and trying to be, I'm the macho man, I can do it all on my own, you need to be a Jesus man and let your family see that you need him in your life. Teach your family to honor and respect God. Number two, superhero dads, they learn to serve the Lord. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and truth. When you serve the Lord, something transpires in your life and in your heart, in your home as well. And because of everything he's done for us, the only response to him is to serve him, is to give him great glory and honor. And we don't do it out of duty. We do it because we love him, because he first loved us. Sincerity means to be whole. When we serve God, we serve him with a whole heart. We serve him with integrity in our heart, because we are men. Dads, come on, we're men of integrity. We become super dads, listen to me, by avoiding sin. Now, I wanted to flower this up a little and make it sound a little better. Maybe avoiding troubling circumstances. No, the Bible says we got to avoid sin. In verse 14, Joshua says, put away the gods of your father. That word literally means to throw them away. Rid yourself of things that you know are hurtful to you. Even though my dad didn't necessarily teach me, he showed me things by his actions. And please, dads, moms, don't try to teach your kids something that you're not willing to do. Is this on up there in the Jeremy? Don't try to get your kid. Do what I say, but don't do what I do. Hello. Your kids will do 20% worse than the worst thing you do. Hang on that one, dads and moms. Joshua remembered what it was like to wander for 40 years. He could remember the things, but at the end of the day, he learned from the mistakes that he made. And then he says, serve the Lord. He learned from them and he says, I'm going to serve him. I'm going to serve the Lord. And serving the Lord will help you not to be consumed with yourself and be fixated on what you want all the time. And it turns your selfishness into being and causing you to be a giver. And my friends today, when you're a giver and you serve and you give away, it'll be the greatest blessing and hope in your life. I just want to throw this challenge out to you this week. Be a giver. Serve. Love. And I'm not just talking about serving when people see you. Serve when nobody can see you. Give when nobody can thank you for it. Pull up into Tim Hortons or Starbucks or wherever you go for coffee. And buy not only the person in the car behind you, buy two or three behind you, and then get out of there so none of them can wave at you and say thank you. This will cause blessing in your life. Come on, you think I'm crazy yet? And last, being a superhero. I told you I could do it in 10 minutes. I could do it in 12. And a good message, too. That was weak. Being a superhero means lead your family. Lead your family. Lead them in the right way. When I meet with couples that maybe go through a challenge in their life, the first thing I say to them is, do you want to work it out? Do you want to make it happen? Because I believe God can change anyone. He can change any situation. He can restore. I don't care how broke it is. He is able to put it back together again. He's the great Humpty Dumpty fell off the well. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, fell in pieces, and God put them all back together again and make it better. I'm not good at nursery rhymes, but I am good at praying over your life. And Joshua says, he concludes everything what he says. He says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve God. It doesn't matter if we lose our job, if we get sick, if we go through breast cancer and a pulmonary embolism, and one of our kids has a silent stroke, one of them falls off the bandwagon, something goes on in our house, I don't care what it is. As for me and my house, at the end of the day, we're going to stand up and say, if God be for me, who can be against me? I'm going to serve him. He's been good to me. I'm going to give him all of my life. Yeah. And here's what Joshua is saying, paraphrase. He says, you have a serious choice to make. You do what you want. Make your own mistakes. Lead your own families. But my choice has already been made. I'm going to lead my family to serve the one true God. You got that opportunity today. Come on, I don't care where you've been. Amen. I don't care what's happened. I don't care what you've been through. I feel for you. I know what it's like to be fatherless. We were having a conversation. We were walking out of the gym this week, and Somebody was saying they were going to go see their dad. They hadn't seen him in like 15 years and didn't know how it was going to be. And I said, you gonna hug him and tell him you love him? And they said, no, not going to do that. And I said, you know, you ought to try that. Why? Because it'll help you, I said. It'll help you. I have people come up to me all the time. Father is in prison. Father walked out on them. Father left their home. So you reach out to them. Not just for them, but for you. You may be here today. You may say, well, my father, I don't even know who he is. I don't know. You heard Chris. Never met his father. But you know what? He could let that define him. And he's had opportunity to do the same thing. But you know what? He says, no. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. You heard Brad. Dad left him at 2 months. He could do the same thing. The reality of it is, it's in his bloodstream. But no. He's going to say with Joshua, many of you need to say, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve God. It's not easy all the time. It's not convenient all the time, but I wanted to leave this with you. Serving God is always the right thing to do. Come on. Yeah. Come on, yes. Prayer people, come on down to the altar. I'm going to close in prayer. Benjamin, where are you? Are you around here, my Ben? I want you to come up and close. Honey, I want you to come. Patty and I are going to be in the back. I'll hug you if you need a hug today on the way out of here. I'm going to wrap my arms around you and squeeze you. Let some Jesus love come in you. You're not alone. Don't squeeze her too much. She just had surgery not long ago. But he loves you. If you've never given your heart to Christ, you need to do that today. You need to give your life to Christ. Dads, if you're wandered away from God, okay. But stop where you are. Come on back. Come on. We got some living to do. We got some life to live. We got some family to influence. And not just yours. You got somebody else's family here to influence too. Come here, Chrissy. Come on, I got more coming with me too. We're going to take a whole bunch and you can do, come on, give God a praise. You're going to do it. We're going to do it. Give your life to Christ. You need to rededicate your life. Don't be a macho man. Be a Jesus man today. A Jesus man will make you the biggest man you could ever be. The biggest, the tallest man in this building is the one that will be on his knees. Loving.
Amen.
Benjamin.
Why don't you grab the hand next to you? We do life together. Today it's Father's Day. Let's do this together. Lord, I thank you for every father that's here. Lord, I thank you for the hurting and the broken. Lord, I pray that you'll be the father to the fatherless today. I pray that you'll be with them. Be with every family today. Bless them. Keep them. Love them. Lord, we know there's some people hurting here today. Lord, we just pray that you'll get into their lives and into their hearts and be that father that, like I said, to the fatherless, like your word says. Lord, I thank you for every person here. I pray that you'll bless this day. You'll bless their families and be with them this week. In your name, everyone says, amen. God bless you.